What a nice dream. Oh, yes, that's right. You're here. I had almost forgotten. It has been so long since I've shared a bed with someone. Yes. A long, long time. But do not for a second think that this means that you've earned my favor. The only reason I've allowed you to sleep in my bed is because I need to keep an eye on you personally. My guards are usually trustworthy, but despite that, you somehow managed to sneak into the palace. Until further notice, the only person I can truly trust to watch over you is myself. Who knows who you might have bribed or blackmailed? Silence, your mind games won't work on me. I will remain vigilant around you until I've conducted a thorough investigation. No, stay. I'm not ready to give up yet, and you must stay with me. Besides, why would you even want to get up? There's no finer bed anywhere in the world. The sheets are spun from expensive silks imported from across the continent, and the mattress and pillows are stuffed with down taken from phoenixes and cockatrices. The frame was carved by the best carpenter in my kingdom. No need to force yourself to get up. Just enjoy it. You have splinters? Preposterous. As if such fine craftsmanship could splinter. Rotten? How dare you? This bed is a prime example of Morcian craftsmanship, and I won't have you insult it. The frame is not rotten, the silks are not moth-eaten, and the down has not gone missing. Of course you said it. Why would I say it unless you said it first? I told you, your mind games won't work on me. Well, now that you've gotten me all worked up, I don't feel like lying around anymore. You could have gotten to enjoy my bed longer. But you had to go and say such absurd things. Maybe next time you'll think twice before spouting your lies. Now, let's see. What to wear. I do love my silks, but it has been oh so long since I've worn cotton. What do you think? And there you go again. My wardrobe has no rags. Honestly. All right then, silks it is. Oh, I had almost forgotten about this gown. Such a lovely shade of purple. All right then, turn around. I need to change. And if you'd like to survive to sleep in that bed again, I strongly suggest you don't try and peek. I'll be watching you. It's a bit more breezy than I remember. Your insults are going from frustrating to just boring. How would anyone look at something like this and call it moth-eaten? Not a single hole in it besides the ones that were intended. Now, come and find yourself something to wear. I won't have you traipsing around my palace in commoner's clothes. Nonsense. You'll be able to find something here. I have a habit of purchasing outfits that I couldn't wear. Men's and women's, all different sizes. I just like to look at them sometimes. You'll certainly be able to find something that works. Oh, I know. So many great choices. Don't think too hard about it. You can wear a different one every day. There you go. That's not a bad choice. All right then, get dressed, and we can go to get breakfast. No, I'm not going to turn around. Do you really expect me to turn my back to you just so you can go running off? Not likely, my dear. No, stop dilly-dallying and get changed. There, finally, you look presentable. Now, follow me to the kitchen. Ugh, the hallways always get so drafty in the morning. I have my architects looking into the cause, but they haven't been able to figure out where it would be coming from. But don't worry, it will get much better later in the day. Ah, here we are. Now, let's see. I had the servants grab some ingredients from the forest during the night while you... Well, we were sleeping. We have some bird eggs, wild berries, and herbs. No meat, unfortunately. It's been a long time since they've had to hunt. No, there's no reason the kitchen should be well stocked. I live off of blood, remember? What need have I for regular ingredients? Well, the servants provide for themselves, of course. I'm not about to use up their food stores to feed a spy. Now, I'll have to cook this myself, unfortunately. The cooks all have to... Yes, all of them. Now hush. I need to concentrate. Let's see. Cracking eggs. That's easy. Just, Oh, okay. There are some eggshells in there. That's fine though, right? More protein? Calcium. What are eggshells made of anyway? Okay. Oh, I should have started the cooking fire first. Where's the flint and steel? Silence. I don't need help. I'm a queen. Surely you don't think I'm incapable of something so simple as preparing breakfast, do you? Ah, there we are. Excellent. Perfect. I'll just let those cook while I mince the herbs. What's that? Salt? Why would I need salt? Eggs are already salty, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they are. Shush. I'm concentrating. I'll never understand how those cooks can chop so fast. What is it? What's so important? Oh, the eggs. Oh dear, I didn't think they'd cook so quickly. Perhaps I built the fire too hot. Well, it's not too bad. Why is it sticking to the pan? Grease the pan? Don't be absurd. Why would anyone want greasy eggs? Alright, let me just sprinkle the herbs over the eggs, put the berries on the side, and done. Well then, let's go to the dining room so you can eat up. Don't be picky, I'm sure it's perfectly adequate and I won't have you wasting food. Besides, this is all there is for you to eat. It's this or starving. Don't get smart with me, just sit down and eat. Face. What, are you too good for food made in the royal kitchens? I wouldn't expect the Commodore to be so spoiled, although, allow me to look at that. It's been a millennia since I've eaten human food, but that honestly does not look very appetizing. It's like it's somehow burnt and runny. And what are those specks? Eggshells? Well, this is embarrassing. I'll have to speak to the cooks later. I assure you, they're normally world class. What's this? Don't be ridiculous. Why would the queen cook, let alone a vampire queen? and let alone for a spy. You're not making any sense to me. How foolish would I have to be to give every single cook a day off at once? Did you not see them bring it out from the kitchen? I see you still insist on playing these games. At least eat the berries. Those look edible. It's a shame this dining room is so quiet lately. It used to be that I was always having visitors over that I could host. I personally don't have much use for a dining room, of course. But it was always nice to chat while I ate. But of course, that's the price of perfection. I used to invite foreign dignitaries and ambassadors to hammer out agreements and quell arguments. But after the war, I finally managed to get everything just perfect. Now the kingdom has all the land and resources it will ever need, so there's no need to bargain or bicker. It's a little bittersweet. Of course I want everything to be ideal for me and my subjects. But it takes some of the challenge out of it. I spend so much time nowadays just sitting on my throne. Perhaps I should try to bring some of the excitement back from the old days, just for the fun of it. Inspect the troops, organize summits with neighboring leaders, throw parades. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Especially the parades. Oh, how Belladonna loved those. Belladonna? She's my daughter. When she was little, she would love to ride in the carriage with me during royal processions and wave at the crowd. But now... No, she's not dead. She's a full-grown woman now, and she's just out on a quest. After we fought back the demon army, she bravely volunteered to find ways to stop such an attack from ever happening again. I doubt they'd ever bother to try again, but she was always prudent that way, my dear Bella. She's been gone, well, since right after the war, so, No, over 1,000 years is too long to be gone. That can't be right. She can't have been gone so long. No, silence. Call my palace a ruin. Tell me my servants are all gone. Call me mad if you must. But never trying to say my daughter is not safe. Belladonna is safe. She's fine. Nothing bad could happen to her. She's strong. Clever. Nothing bad could happen. Ever. Nothing. You hear me? Yes. Very good. Different subject. What did you want to ask? Ah, her father. Yes, my husband was a fine man. Is. He is a fine man. He... Where is he? I haven't thought about him in so long. He's covered in blood. Not all of it his, but most of it. He's trying to tell me about my sweet Bella. Now he's... No, out, get out, go away. I don't want to think, I don't want to remember. Wait, don't leave. I'm sorry. I just get so angry sometimes. Angry about... I can't remember, but I don't, I don't really want to be alone. It's been so quiet for so long. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be more patient from now on. Could you do me a favor? May I hold you in my arms for a while? It's been so very long. But please, do not get the wrong idea. I just want to make sure you don't try to run off. So, I'm going to keep you right here with me, so please just don't resist. You know, for a spy, you're not altogether intolerable. Most of the time, sure. But I suppose you have your moments. I'm happy you're here. Oh, mad queen, wherefore is your daughter? Your dear Bella, what happened to your husband, the king? What toll did it take of your family, mad queen? Mad queen, mad queen. Ancient relic of wars long past. Mad queen, mad queen. Will your sanity crack and be restored? Mad queen.